नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 11 किंग इंद्रा एनहाइलाइट्स द डीमंस। टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। तत् इदं कालरसनं जगत् पश्यन्ति सूरयः न हृष्यन्ति न शोचन्ति तत्र यूयं अपण्डिताः। तदिदं कालरशनं जगत् पश्यन्ति सूरयः न हृष्यन्ति न शोचन्ति तत्र यूयं अपण्डिताः। तदिदं कालरशनं जगत् पश्यन्ति सूरयः न हृष्यन्ति न शोचन्ति तत्र यूयं अपण्डिताः। तदिदं कालरशनं जगत् पश्यन्ति सूरयः न हृष्यन्ति न शोचन्ति तत्र यूयं अपण्डिताः। बोलिए। तत् देयरफॉर इदम् दिस होल मटेरियल वर्ल्ड कालरसनम् इज मूविंग बिकॉज ऑफ द टाइम इटर्नल जगत मूविंग फॉरवर्ड दिस होल यूनिवर्स पश्यन्ति ऑब्जर्व सूर्यः। Those who are intelligent by admission of the truth, Na, not. Hrishyanti, become jubilant. Na, nar. Shochanti, lament. Tatra, in such. Yuyam, all of you demigods. Apanditaha, not very learned. Having forgotten that, you are working under eternal time. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Seeing the movements of time, those who are cognizant of the real truth neither rejoice nor lament for different circumstances. Therefore, because you are jubilant due to your victory, you should be considered not very learned. Purport. Bali Maharaj knew that Indra, king of heaven, was extremely powerful, certainly more powerful than he himself. Nonetheless, Bali Maharaj challenged Indra by saying that Indra was not a very learned man. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna rebuked Arjuna by saying, Ashochya nanvashochastvam prajna vadamshcha bhashase gatasu nagatasu shcha nanashochanti pandita. While speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead. Thus, as Krishna challenged Arjuna by saying that he was not a pandita or a learned person, Bali Maharaj also challenged King Indra and his associates. In this material world, everything happens under the influence of time. Consequently, for a learned person who sees how things are taking place, there is no question of being sorry or happy because of the waves of material nature. After all, since we are being carried away by these waves, what is the meaning of being jubilant or morose? One who is fully conversant with the laws of nature is never jubilant or morose because of nature's activities. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna advises that one be tolerant, tam titikshasu bharata. Following this advice of Krishna's, one should not be morose or unhappy because of circumstantial changes. This is a symptom of a devotee. A devotee carries out his duty in Krishna consciousness and is never unhappy in awkward circumstances. He has full faith that in such circumstances, Krishna protects his devotee. Therefore, a devotee never deviates from his prescribed duty of devotional service. The material qualities of jubilation and moroseness are present even in the demigods, who are very highly situated in the upper planetary system. Therefore, when one is undisturbed by the so-called favorable and unfavorable circumstances of the material world, he should be understood to be Brahmabhuta or self-realized. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmabhuta prasannatma na shochati na kankshati. One who is transcendently situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. When one is undisturbed by material circumstances, he should be understood to be on the transcendental stage, above the reactions of the three modes of material nature. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shri Vasudhi Gauravaktavanda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's very strange, right? Demon is advising devotee. But actually, demoniac mentality or divine mentality, they are kind of mental states, right? So in the pastime of Ritrasura killing and all, actually Prabhupada explains here Ritrasura is a devotee and Indra is a demon, like that. So that is why Parikshit Maharaj was surprised. Are, how, you know, all these demons usually they are in mode of ignorance and passion. How come he is preaching such high philosophy, which is above even three modes of nature? So here Bali Maharaj is teaching the influence of time. Right? Here, like it is seen how, like in the previous verses, it is mentioned that many times it is quoted that, you know, all the time, place, circumstance, all the facilities, you know, everything is same for the demons and the demigods. But the why the demigods are successful? Because they are surrendered to the Lord, right? Usually, people think that translation is too loud. Usually, people think that success doesn't need analysis. Just like failures need. Why? Because many people they think that success, you know, usually it is because of my one's own hard work, one's own abilities. So there is no need to analyze success because it's all because of me, my hard work, my talent. And usually, successful people do not become philosophers. Right? You know why? Because they believe that there is no need to analyze success. But less successful people, they always ruminate the reasons for their failure. Right? So that is why one philosopher said, it is better to get married. If the wife is good, it's nice. If the wife is not good and she gives you problems, then you can become a philosopher. Right? So they think that success doesn't need analysis. But actually, more than failure, analysis of success is more important, because when you analyze success, you understand that you will not completely know the reasons, the imperceptible reasons for your success. Right? Then you will understand that I am not completely responsible for the success. And in the same way, there is no need to become morose when you are in a failure, because you are not responsible for failure also completely. Is it clear? So, the question arises, can talent bring success? Is it just talent is enough to bring success in one's life? Huh? So talent can bring you only to the bridge of the success, but it cannot help you to cross the bridge. You know, talent, a good attitude, actually helps you to cross the bridge of the success. Just like Karna and Arjuna, they are equally talented. Sometimes Karna is said that Karna is more talented. But Karna did not have proper attitude. He is always ruminating because of his low birth, and he always wanted to prove to others, you know, that how talented he is. Then he always wanted, whenever he is successful in any battle or anything, he would always boast about it. But Arjuna is more successful because he has got proper attitude. Whenever he is successful, he did not boast, but he is grateful. That, you know, he was given that talent, you know, by the Lord. Right? So that is why it is said that talent is God given. Right? So we should be humble about it. Right? And then fame is man given. We should be grateful about it. Arrogance is self given. We should be careful about it. Is it clear? Talent is God given. We should be humble about it. Right? And fame is man given. We should be grateful about it. And arrogance is self given. We should be careful about it. Right? So good attitude, you know, will help you, you know, to cross the bridge of success. But talent and attitude are not enough. Are not enough. You know, good character is also important. Talent, good attitude, and character can help us retain success. But talent, good attitude, and character also are not enough to achieve success in every endeavor. Right? There is an indivisible X factor that influences success and failure. You know, just like moon influences the rising and falling of the tides of the ocean. So, from Mahabharata, it is Upapurana, supplement to Mahabharata, there is one Purana. So from that, there is one pastime. Once there is one person, his name was Barbaric. So this Barbaric had three very mystical arrows, you know, which can wreak havoc, you know, wherever he would fight in the war. So he wanted to take part in the Kurukshetra war with these three mystical arrows. And then Krishna came to know about it. And then Krishna took the form of a Brahmana. Then he checked with Barbaric, where are you going? What are you doing? He said, I am going to take part in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, in the Kurukshetra Yudh. Acha? Whom do you want to support? On whose side you want to fight? Then Barbaric replied, whoever is weak. Then Krishna understood that, you know, this guy is going to create havoc, you know, create chaos, because he will first side with Pandavas. And when Pandavas start becoming victorious and more stronger, and then Kauravas become weaker, then he will support Kauravas. So it is not a good thing that, you know, if he takes part in the battlefield. You know, he takes part in the battlefield. And then he said, Krishna is in the form of a Brahmana. He said, before going, can you give me some benediction? So Brahmana, Barbaric said, what benediction you want? He said, I want your head. Please cut off your head and give it to me. Then Barbaric understood, only Krishna can do this kind of offer, ask like this. Then he understood, my dear Lord, I understand, that you don't want me to take part in the war. Anyway, but I have a great desire to see this war. Please give me the facility to watch the war, all the 18 days of war. Krishna said, so Krishna cut off the head. He hung it on a pole on the hill, and that Barbaric, he was watching all the 18 days of the war. Right? And then after the war was over, the discussion was going on. Who is responsible for the victory of Pandavas? It is Bhima or it is because of Arjuna? Because they are equally powerful. Bhima was instrumental in killing all the 100 Kauravas, you know, Dhritarashtra's sons and so many other, right? And then Arjuna also, if Arjuna was not there on the battlefield, you know, like there was a truce, you know, because Dronacharya, Bhishma, they all said that we are not going to kill Pandavas. Bhishma, in the beginning itself, he made it very clear that I am not going to kill Pandavas. I will kill every day 10,000 soldiers of Pandavas. Dronacharya also, Pandava Pakshapati. Then Duryodhan, he made a trick saying that, you know, in the war field, if a person is killed, then his brother or his son becomes a next king. But if the king becomes a bandi, he is a prisoner of war, POW. Then a bandi has no rights. Then war will be over. So Duryodhan told Dronacharya that you don't kill Pandava, you just arrest, you know, Yudhishthir Maharaj and give it to us. We will finish the war. We will not kill Yudhishthir Maharaj. We will keep it as a Yuddha bandi. Dronacharya said, I'll do it on one condition. Take Arjuna away from the battlefield. If Arjuna is around, I can't do it. Right? So first, then they had an agreement, Susharma, you know, Trigartavira, Susharma. He said like this, you know, somehow or other, you show your peat also, but take Arjuna away from the battlefield very far. Then in the meanwhile, we will arrest Yudhishthira Maharaj. So in the Virat Yudhya, Yudhishthira Maharaj saved the life of Susharma. Then Susharma also put a condition, you should not kill him. So on the first day, Arjuna was, Krishna warned him also, don't, you know, he's a fool, you know, why, you know, he's unnecessarily, there is a reason, you know, there is some sajish, you know, behind his, asking you to, you know, fight with him, you know, he's no match for you, why are you wasting your time, don't go, you know, but Arjuna did not hear, how can I, right, after that Arjuna reached on time, they almost arrested Yudhishthira Maharaj. And at that time, Arjuna reached. Then he, you know, Gandiv ka tankar sunke, they all, Dronacharya and all, became very afraid. So without Arjuna's presence, war would have finished on 11th day itself. So, who is responsible for the success of Bhima or Arjuna? Right? Then, there was pro and con, you know, contrary, arguments. Some are saying Bhima is responsible, some are saying Arjuna is responsible. Then to finalize the matter, they went to Barbaric. Because who watched the war all 18 days? The Barbaric replied that actually neither Krishna, neither Arjuna nor Bhima are responsible. Because from higher vision, he was watching everything. But I only saw Krishna Sudarshan Chakra, you know, killing all of them. It is neither Arjuna nor Bhima. So, the reason for Pandava's success and the Kaurava's defeat is Krishna only. Right? Krishna only. So, Bhima and Arjuna, they became very humble because, you know, they were boasting about, you know, because of me, it is successful. So, we all need, you know, that X factor, you know, in our, that invisible X factor that influences our success in life. Right? So, the X factor that influences success is known as grace. You know? And that grace is a byproduct of blessings. Right? So, when efforts are aligned with higher principles, it brings blessings. Is it clear? when efforts are aligned with higher principles. That means Prabhupada said, in order to achieve success, Dhruva Maharaj, you know, and his mother, they are not simply lamenting because they lost their kingdom. You know, so they did some positive thing that they have decided that you should worship Krishna. But Prabhupada added one very nice sentence. Prabhupada said, they did not want success by hook or crook. Is it clear? By hook or crook. You know, anything, you know, they wanted to, Prabhupada said, they wanted to get the kingdom, you know, by the blessings of the Lord. So this is, you know, when efforts are aligned with the higher principles, it attracts blessings, you know. And then blessings usher in grace. Right? So Pandava's family business is to gather blessings from everywhere. Right? When during the Virat Yudha, Arjun, you know, in the form of Brahmanala, came to fight with Kauravas, you know, headed by Bhishma Dev and Dronacharya and other great warriors. First thing Arjuna did was, you know, he released two arrows, you know, at the feet of Bhishma, Dronacharya, Krupacharya and all. Right? Two arrows. And then two arrows near the ears. Near the ears. Right? So Bhishma and Dronacharya immediately understood that Arjuna is offering obeisances at our feet. You know, by releasing the arrows at their feet. And then by releasing arrows near the ears, he is seeking the permission to fight war. Seeking blessings to fight the war. Right? And then at the start of the Kurukshetra war, Bhagavad Gita was spoken. You know, everything is over. Arjuna said, you know, Karishya Vachanam Tava. Right? I will do whatever you say. Then he is ready to fight. At that moment, Yudhishthira Maharaj, he got down from the chariot. And he started walking towards the Kaurava's side, Sena. Bhimsen, everybody, they all became furious. What is this, you know? What is he doing now? You know? Then, on the other side, they were also shocked. That, you know, at that, because conscience were blown and everything is set for war, right? And then immediately Duryodhan and all, they were saying, "Are, I think Sandhi ke liye aa rahe ho." So he is coming for the truth. So, then Bhishmadev said, "You know, thoda, you know, have perseverance, you know, have patience, my dear Duryodhan. Just see what he's going to do, right?" And then he went to Bhishmadev and he offered obeisances, you know. Then immediately he said, Bhishmadev said, "Let there be victory for you. Vijay Bhava. Yeah? Let there be victory for you." Then he went to Dronacharya. Then Dronacharya also said, you know, "Vijay Bhava." Krupacharya, he said, "Vijay Bhava." Everybody. Then Duryodhana was very furious. "Pitama! What are you doing? You are giving blessing to enemy that, you know, you be victorious. What kind of is this?" Right? Then Bhishmadev said, "Pranam ka parinam, you know, ashirvad hota hai putra." Right? Right? So the result of offering obeisances is, you know, usually, you know, naturally when somebody offers obeisances, your hand raises in blessing. Is it not? He told Duryodhan, "Even if you also go and offer obeisance to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he will give the same blessing." Right? So this is, that is how Pandavas, they have received blessings, you know, which has actually helped them get the grace, you know, of Krishna and all the pure devotees. Everybody was praying, you know. Everybody was praying that, you know, Pandava should be successful. Right? Everybody was blessing. He got the blessings. Like that, Krishna also wanted. Right? like that. Why Krishna? Krishna told Duryodhan, why I am not siding with Pandavas because they are my cousins. I am siding with them because they are following higher principles, dharma. Because dharma is with them, that's why wherever dharma is there, I am there. Right? Whenever we follow dharma properly, follow all the principles properly, then that's what Prabhupada said, you will get the blessings of Krishna. How to make a successful movement? Prabhupada said, chant 16 rounds, follow for regulative principles very strictly, follow my instruction. Prabhupada said, my only qualification is that I followed my spiritual master, in toto. Otherwise I am a fool, Prabhupada said. So, in order to recognize effort, it requires eyes. Right? In order to recognize grace, it requires vision. Right? So, baby elephants need guidance to find water in summer, of their guidance of their mothers, to find invisible waters in summer season. Right? In the same way, all of us, we need guidance of wiser men. Who are actually these wise people, acharyas, they are capable of condensing all the libraries into one sutra. One sutra. Right? Prabhupada said, all the gist of all the scriptures is one sentence. What is that? Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada said, oh my dear Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I completely somehow forgotten. And now I am surrendering to your lotus feet. Please save me. Prabhupada says, first chapter Bhagavad Gita lectures. One of the lectures. Prabhupada says, so this is one sentence Prabhupada said in 4th chapter 9th verse. Just say that you are the Supreme, you go and tell Krishna that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You will go back home back to Godhead. You just keep saying that you are the Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? One sutra, that's enough for us. Just say Krishna, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasakura also told that when you are chanting Hare Krishna, you keep saying in your mind that I am your eternal servant. So while chanting Hare Krishna, you just keep saying in your mind, I am your eternal servant, I am your eternal servant. That record, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, you just record that statement, oh my dear Radha and Krishna, please engage me in your service. This is the gist of all, these wise men, they have. So, it's very important, right? So we have to understand that talent only alone makes one arrogant, right? If the talent plus good attitude makes one malleable, talent, good attitude, and good character makes one trustable, right? Then talent, attitude, character plus blessings make one capable. Right? Then all these things plus grace makes one successful. But if you top that with guidance of an acharya, a pure devotee of the Lord, right? Then that one makes one eternally grateful. That is very important. If you are not grateful, you are a great fool. Right? If you are not grateful, you are a great fool. Right? So this is Prabhupada always said. He is always grateful. Prabhupada said, a devotee is always grateful. A person who brought you to Krishna consciousness, you should always be grateful to that person. Always. Right? Pratama Shikshak Guru. What is that? Pratapaksha Guru. He is the first person who brought you to Krishna consciousness. You should always be grateful to that person. And we should always be grateful to those devotees who always give us guidance. We should always be grateful to our spiritual master, to the Acharya, you know, to the Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Goswamis. You know, one our life should be of attitude of gratefulness. Right? That is why Prabhupada said, do not forget your past life. So when you forget our past life, then we will become arrogant. Right? Like that. So, this is the reason for success of devatas. This is the reason of any successful person, you know, that receiving the grace of Krishna and the pure devotees. Right? We will be successful like that. So, in this verse, it is said that the influence of time, when Bhishma Dev was on the bed, arrows of bed, bed of arrows, Krishna took Yudhishthira Maharaj. Krishna told Yudhishthira Maharaj to dress up like a king, and accompanied by Chaturanga Bala, Chaturanga Sena, he said, go and meet Bhishmadev. Let us go and meet Bhishmadev. Because Yudhishthira Maharaj, by the influence of Krishna's potency, even though Vyasadeva and so many other, Draupadi, Bhima, Arjuna, Krishna, everybody advised, because so many millions of people have killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra to make him king. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was very, very grief-stricken and he was inconsolable. Nobody was able to console him. It is the trick of Krishna, Prabhupada says. So that they could hear the best of philosophy from Bhishma Dev. You know, from Bhishma Dev. So, that is why, because he wanted to make Bhishma Dev happy that Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king of Hastinapur now. Right? He wanted to, Bhishma Dev, you know, feel happy by seeing Yudhishthira Maharaj in kingly dress. So, all Yudhishthira Maharaj and all, they offered obeisance to Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev, according to time, place and circumstance, accordingly, you know, he offered respects to everybody. Like that. Then he is saying that aho kastam, aho anyayam, yadyuyam brahman, dharmanandana, jivitam narhatam klishtam, vipra dharma achutashraya. Bhishma Dev is saying that actually you are not eligible for this kind of so much trouble. Aho kastam, aho anyayam. So much trouble you have faced. So much injustice you have faced. Yadyuyam dharmanandana. You are, even though you are the son of Sakshat Dharma. No? Sakshat Dharma. Even then, because you came out of all these troubles, because you have taken shelter of Vipra Dharma Achyutashraya. You have taken shelter of the Brahmanas, Dharma and Krishna the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then he says, Sarvam Kalakritam Manye. Bhavatamcha yad apriyam, sapalo yad vashe loko, vayu riva ganalivaha. He said, I think that it's all because of the influence of the time. You know, it is because of the influence of the time, which controls all the planetary systems. Right? So, in my opinion, this is all due to inevitable time, under whose control every planet is carried. Just as the clouds are carried by the wind. So Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that actually there is a control by time all over the space, and all the planetary systems are controlled by the time. And just like these clouds are, you know, carried by the air, all these planetary systems also, they are actually being moved by the air only. But Prabhupada says even this air is also controlled by the time element. So time element is the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Right? form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everything is controlled by the Supreme Kala. So Kala is the forceful representative of the Lord. Then Prabhupada is saying, Yudhishthira Maharaj should not feel sorry for all the troubles he faced. Because, and he should not, Prabhupada specifically mentions that he should not think that it is because of that his sinful activities he is suffering. Right? So, Prabhupada says that even Lord Brahma also under the control of that time. So, one should not grudge being controlled by time despite being a true follower of religious principles. Right? Is it clear? Prabhupada is making it very clear that we should not actually grudge being controlled by the time, even though we are completely religious. Yatra dharmasuto raja gadapanir vrikodaraha krishna sri gandivam chapam suhrit krishna tato vipat. He says, you are sakshat dharmanandana, then you are supported by Bhima, who is actually very big club fighter, mace fighter. Then you are supported by Arjuna, who is the greatest warrior archer. And not only that, Krishna is your friend. So Prabhupada explains in the purport, there is no scarcity of material and spiritual resources for Yudhishthira Maharaj. Still, he has to face so much problem. That means, Prabhupada, very interesting point he says. Kala is identical with the Lord himself, and therefore the influence of Kala indicates the inexplicable wish of the Supreme Lord. What? Inexplicable wish of the Lord himself. There is nothing to be lamented when a matter is beyond the control of any human being. He is saying, whatever troubles Yudhishthira Maharaj faced, it is a wish of the Lord. So what can anybody do because the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Prabhupada made one very interesting point regarding Ajamila. Prabhupada told Ajamila fall down is accidental. It is not intentional. He explained that suppose somebody puts a revolver on our head and asks us to do something. You know, what else we can do? We have to do, otherwise we will lose our life. Like that Ajamila, Maya put a revolver on Ajamila's head and forced him to do all these things. So what can be done? So we should not blame Ajamila. Very interesting. Right? That is why simply by chanting Hare Krishna once Narayana became delivered. Because we are all chanting, you know, seventh offense. Right? That is why getting delayed. Like that. So what can be done? So, Prabhupada is another point is making. What even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, they cannot know the plans of the Lord. Then he says, please hear this. The best policy is simply to abide by the orders of the Lord. Right? Without complaining, without argument. We should simply, sometimes in our lives so many things come which is beyond our control. Right? That time, Hare Krishna. Right? Well, I'll tell one more interesting story from Mahabharata. When on the day of Dronacharya was killed, you know, unlawfully, Ashwatthama became very furious. He became very furious. Then out of anger, he released the greatest weapon, that is Narayanastra. Right? Narayanastra. So when he released Narayanastra, Narayanastra has no, you know, nobody can respond, you know, like that. Arjuna and all, the more people have countered Narayanastra, the more Narayanastra became powerful. And Narayanastra is coming and, you know, about to devour all the Pandavas, like that. Then, you know, Krishna is there, you know. Then immediately Krishna told all the Pandavas, please bow down, leave all of you, give up the arms and bow down. Then everybody except Bhima, everybody gave up their arms, bowed down immediately, Narayana. So as soon as they bowed down, Narayanastra became very cool. But Bhima was standing there. Hey, I will not bow down. I am a Kshatriya. I am ready to die. How can I bow down in front in the war field? That he took a weapon and started. Then Narayanastra became more powerful and more angry and started, you know, devouring Bhima. Then immediately Krishna jumped, caught hold of the neck of Bhima, and then he said, "Rascal, bow down." Then he made him bow down, and then Narayanastra chala gaya apne aap. Sometimes, you know, in our lives, all the problems are not meant to be solved. Right? All the problems are not meant to be solved. An intelligent person should know, discriminate how, which problem to be fought, which problem to be bowed down to. While some problem we should bow down, I said, "I can't do anything. Just wait, you know. Pray to the Lord, chant Hare Krishna, you know. Then after some time, they are like that. Some problems, of course, we have to fight. So you need humbleness sometimes, like that. So when you understand this chapter of ninth chapter, first canto, Bhishmadeva's very wonderful teachings. You know, Prabhupada is saying that, you know, only best policy is to abide by the orders of the Lord without argument. Without argument. Like that. That's what Bali Maharaj there is so much to speak about Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma and all. I will, some other time we can teach very important like that. Gokuleshwar requested me to speak something about a little bit about marathon, Gita marathon. Right? Other day they were showing some movie, some talk here was going on about Hare Krishna movie made on Prabhupada's life. That Nitin Gad, somebody, the director, he made one very nice point that actually in Andhra and all there is a lot of conversions take place. Christians are Hindus are Dalits, they are getting converted to Hindu Christianity. You know what they do? You know, they go there and they teach them Bible, only Jesus is the only way and all that stuff. And then what they do, you know, how many members are there in your family? Right? Then he said, first they will give you Bible free of cost. Right? And then they will educate in their schools and all, they will give free education. Right? And the free education. And then they tell them, how many members are there? 4 people are there. We will give you 1.5 lakhs each to everybody. You know, you become a Christian. And then now, you know, they say statue, deity worship and all is not valid. In Andhra and all, in order to, you know, attract more Dalit Hindus, you know, they started, you know, worship of Jesus. Right? And all that. Prabhupada said, suppose you love somebody, you will have good pictures of that person, right? When they are in good mood and all. Why these Christians, they are always having picture of Jesus being crucified? Right? Right? Prabhupada is very irritated. So then that point is made that Prabhupada actually, you know, he told all these Christians, you give up everything. Whatever you have, give it to me. And then become my devotees. And then Prabhupada is the only person who achieved this kind of success. You know, influencing Christians to give up everything. Bhaktichar Maharaj and Sridhar Maharaj, they all tell, you know, always tell, when they used to join Hare Krishna movement at that time, whatever they had, they joined. They given to Prabhupada. You know, Brahmananda Prabhu got his inheritance from his mother. Right? On initiation day, his mother was there. You know, Prabhupada told, offer obeisance to your mother. For Americans, it's all very, you know, anti-culture, varied with the great difficulty. Then Prabhupada told, give some donation, because she is a rich lady. Then she said, I've already donated 2 of my sons. What else you want? Prabhupada laughed, yeah, you're correct. Later on, Brahmananda Prabhu came and gave all the stuff, whatever money he had. Now, you know, when you give donation here, we give, you know, book set, Bada Bada frame, Krishna Darshan book, kya kya, you know, Govinda mein khilao, you know, naam dalo, ye sab karte hai na. So Brahmananda Prabhu was, Prabhupada took all the money. Then he was, you know, Prabhupada was, you know, keeping the books and all. Brahmananda Prabhu was expecting that, you know, Prabhupada would give some gift. So Swamiji, I don't have your Bhagavatam set. You know, Prabhupada, so he was expecting that Prabhupada would give him because he gave all the money to Prabhupada. That is $17 Prabhupada told. Then Brahmananda Prabhu said, Prabhupada, Swamiji, just now whatever inheritance I got, I gave it to you. Oh, that is a different thing. You have to pay. Right? You have to pay. So they are giving everything to Prabhupada. And Prabhupada is saying, sell, purchase my books. Then Prabhupada gave a concession. Okay, you pay on installment. Pay on installment. Brahmananda Prabhu is the one, you know, who was begging on the street. My grandfather is very sick. They are sending him back to India. Please, you know, because they didn't have money for visa application, for visa renewal, some court case, because they wanted to deport Prabhupada at the time. So they are all, Prabhupada told, even if Brahmananda, if you see Brahmananda in bar and restaurant, if after so many years, if he passes in front of 22nd Second Avenue, smoking a cigarette, you know, still he is my very dear son, Prabhupada told. Because he gave up everything, you know, like that. So, all this is possible by the Prabhupada books. Influence of the Prabhupada books. Right? So, this is Prabhupada told that one day, so many books will be distributed all over the world. Right? A Vaishnava will become a king one day. Why? Because people, after reading my books, they will recognize who can be a king. And then they will not vote for all these meat eaters and gamblers. They will vote for Vaishnava. That day a revolution will come, Prabhupada said. Somebody asked Prabhupada, that means all of them will become devotees? No, not required. Not required. But they will know whom to select. Like that. So, we should not think that we are distributing so many books and, you know, why? It will happen. They are ticking time bombs. One day, whole world will be flooded with Krishna consciousness. There is one Mataji, Mola Prakriti Mataji. She was describing that one day she wore a sari and then whole day she was distributing books and all. So when she came back, Prabhupada saw her from the top upstairs. Then he saw, then Prabhupada sent Upendra Prabhu. And said, did she come back from preaching? Yes, Prabhupada. Call her. Ask her if she wants to meet me. Prince, Prabhupada is so humble. Upendra Prabhu ran down and met Mula Prakriti Mataji. Said, Prabhupada is asking, would you like to meet him now? She was thinking, my sari is completely dissolved and hair is completely dissolved and I'm very tired. What to expect from Prabhupada? But she was so ecstatic that Prabhupada was asking, would you like to meet? Aisa Hindi mein kuch bolte na, neki pooch pooch, aisa kuch hai. Huh? Huh? Kya? Neki or? Pooch pooch. Aisa, chalo. Then she ran up and then she offered obeisance to Prabhupada. You are coming from preaching? Yes, Prabhupada. What do the people say about my books? Then she said very enthusiastically that Prabhupada, they like your books. People like your books. To whom are you distributing books? She said, I am distributing the lawyers, students, engineers, managers, everybody. And Prabhupada, they like your books. Then Prabhupada asked, what do you tell them? Then he said, you know, this book tells you how to love God. How to love Krishna, how to become transcendental to the modes of nature, how to become free from suffering. Prabhupada said, yes. You know, then he quoted that verse, Krishna Dhamma Upagate. When Krishna left this, you know, world with this Vairagya and Jnana, he left this Bhagavatam, which will give you the light in the dense darkness of Kali Yuga. You know, so this Prabhupada said, this Bhagavatam preaches itself. I am sitting down. Then Prabhupada said, she said, Prabhupada, so many people from, so many diplomats and all, they come from all over the world. And then I give to them. For all nationalities, I give the books, Russians, Japanese. Then she said, Albania. Prabhupada said, oh, it is a behind iron curtain, communist country. Yes, Prabhupada, just see, they don't allow this. Then Prabhupada said, they don't allow these books there in iron country, curtain. Then Prabhupada, Then Prabhupada said, just see, you know, Bhagavatam by himself is going, you know, hidden in their suitcase. Like that. Then after some time, some GBC people, then Prabhupada was very happy. And then she was very nice. She was narrating when she was talking to Prabhupada, Prabhupada was asking something and he's a little bit hesitating to ask some, question, complete the question. She would finish the Prabhupada sentence. Then Prabhupada's secretary, he would become furious and then he clears his voice. What are you doing, you know? Spiritual master is talking and you are finishing his sentence. Then she immediately became alert. Then, okay, I'm committing offense. And again, next time, after some time, Prabhupada was searching for some word. She finished. Again, the secretary. Then Prabhupada leaned across. Said, just see, she's so enthusiastic. She's so enthusiastic. And then, after some time, some GBC men came. And they said, Prabhupada, we have to discuss this issue, that issue. Then I think one devotee, Rupanaga, somebody, he said, Prabhupada, how is your college preaching going on? Prabhupada is going on very nicely. Are you distributing my books? Prabhupada, they are not allowing, we are distributing cookbooks. Prabhupada is furious. I did not write the cookbook. Prabhupada said, your preaching is useless. What is the use, that's what you always told us. That whenever you go to give a lecture, if one book is sold, that means that program is successful. You might have given a very nice lecture, but if not even one book is sold, that means program is not successful. You might have given a very good lecture. Then Prabhupada said, okay, get out. Just before that, Mool Prakriti Maharaj was saying, Prabhupada was radiant, blissful, hearing, the pastime of distributing books. Another time, Ananga Manjari was telling that many devotees, they were distributing books. They went to receive Prabhupada. Prabhupada, they were dancing. But Ananga Manjari and Hridayananda Maharaj, that time he was a grihastha, both are husband and wife. They were actually distributing books. Then she said, Prabhupada's eyes, drishti, is all the time when he is at the airport on both of us. He was so happy that, we are distributing books. So, these books are, all of you heard it so many times. So we should, with good attitude, with higher principles, you distribute books, then you will get the blessings. Right? Then it will usher in grace. Hare Krishna. Grandhas Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Any questions, comments? Time ho gaya. Okay? There is a Ishtagoshti and book distribution. All of you go. Hare Krishna.